It's a privilege to be in God's house, a place of worship. Amen. Bible said we love Him because He first loved us. He's proved it over and over and over and over. Hallelujah. God helps me tonight. It's going to get better after a while. Thank God. How many believes that?
Yeah.
It's going to get better after a while. We need to put our trust, Brother Tom, in God like we never have. Put our trust in Him. He does not change. God does not change. I'll get to the scriptures here in a moment, but I want to talk with us, and I think it's good to be transparent. A lot of people look at us preachers, they look at us teachers like we have no problems. We're always on cloud nine. We've always got victory. We never doubt. We don't worry. We don't have fears. We don't have concerns. We never get aggravated. We never get frustrated. We're always in a real good spirit. Huh? But I really want a deal tonight. Listen real close to me. I really want a deal. Be transparent. God gave me victory Saturday morning, and I want to share with you. Have you ever had worries about tomorrow? I might not preach this, but I can teach it. Have you ever had worries? Really down deep?
Sure.
Have you had concerns about the future? Sure. You ever wonder inside of you as you see the current events unfolding? You ever wonder? You question as you look around you, Jesus, when are you coming? How long, oh God? How much longer, oh God? How much longer, Lord, before you return? Lord, do you not realize what's going on? Don't you see it? Do we not realize that we're nearing the end? Time is running out here for God's people.
Yeah.
His church. This is not our final home.
Amen.
If it was, I'd pound my stakes deep down in the ground. I really would. And I'd make reservations for tomorrow and years down the road. But we ain't going to be here much longer, Brother Tom. Woo! Hallelujah. This ain't my final home. Ain't you glad we didn't come here to stay? There is a better place. Whether you realize it or not, there, this earth that we live on is a bridge crossing over to eternity. We didn't come here to stay. On one end of that bridge is heaven. On the other end is hell and flames and torture forever. But I made up my mind a long time ago that I was going to serve God right in the middle of this world that I'm living in. And one day I'm going to make it across to my eternal home. Raise your little hand and say, I'm in this same to win and to run all the way and to make heaven my home. Hallelujah. Yes, the devil fights us. Sure, he comes into our minds. He worries us. He tries to frazzle us. But listen, what we see happening to one is happening to us all. It just so happens, though, that our generation is in a time warp of prophecy fulfillment. Here we are. Mary said, why did it have to be us? To see all of the seal. Oh, God. Well, we're here for a purpose.
That's it.
We're here for a reason. Oh, man, I feel Him. We're here to be the light of the world. We're here to be the salt of the earth. You're here for a purpose. Don't fail in your purpose. Don't fail. Oh, feel the Lord. This is the church's refining hour. Her refining hour, Brother Earl. She's being tested. These last day trials are refining us. Our sufferings and our battles are building in us a stronger determination and a faith that says, I ain't going to quit.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to make it all the way. I put my faith in an unfailing God. Can you praise Him here tonight? My God never fails. Hallelujah. I'm determined to win. I'm not quitting. I'm determined to serve God and make it. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to endure until the end. I'm going to serve God regardless. I'm going to heaven when Jesus comes. Brother Tom, you've done so wonderful here the other night preaching to us. We're like the little butterfly. Oh, you all missed it. If you didn't hear this one, get a copy of it. We're like a little butterfly. We're in a cocoon stage now. We're getting ready to emerge. We wrestle. We strain. We press against our closed-in tight places. How many's in a strain? Hallelujah. How many feels like you're fighting, you're struggling to keep the faith, to go on? We're like that little butterfly. You ain't seen its beautiful little wings yet. You ain't seen the glory of it flying free through the air. But it's inside of the cocoon. It's a struggling. It's a pushing against the sides of that cocoon. It's going to emerge and it's going to fly freely. We are like that. God set us free down deep inside of us. Raise your little head. I want to be free in here, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woo! When we come out, we're going to emerge victoriously and take our flight out of here. No pain, no gain. Heaven's going to be worth every strain. You'll say one of these days, I'm glad that I held on and I served God. When he calls us up hither, we're going to leave it all behind us. Every trouble and every trial. You're in a strain right now. You're being refined inside of your heart, refining process. You're being strengthened through your troubles, through your problems. God's building in you something that'll hold, that'll endure. You know what's keeping you? The fear of God. You don't want to fail. You don't want to fail. You don't want to go down. You don't want to let loose of the Lord. So you push. You push harder to hold on to Him. And when you come through, you're stronger. You're stronger. I want to pour my heart out to you. And I'm sure that you all are going to relate to this. You probably feel like I feel. You're having the same thoughts and the same questions, and you wonder about the future, where that we're headed, where we're headed if Jesus tarries much longer. What about us, Lord? What about us, your children, if you tarry a little longer? Oh God, our world has drastically changed since this time 1 year ago. 12 months ago, we would have never realized we would be in an hour in a present day like we're seeing now. Never would have thought of it. I'm going somewhere. It seems that all hell has broke loose in earth and on earth in our nation. We see the level of crime and violence getting higher than it's been higher than it's ever been in America. Crime. A spirit of anger and hate seems like it hovers over the human race. Glory to God. It seems that the wicked and the evil now rule. They rule. They don't have problems. Look at them. God. They have their riches. They have their money. They have their possessions. And we look at our trials. The last day spirit, Brother Tom, of Antichrist is right here now. And it's rising up, getting stronger by the day. God is hated in the public square. Jesus is rejected. Christians and their voices are not wanted. We're despised. Lies, lust, and deception fuels our society. Evil is good nowadays, and good is evil. Godly morals have all but collapsed. And along comes this pandemic, and it has shut schools down that little children cannot go, and they're closed up behind four walls in a home. Literally hundreds of churches across the land has closed their doors. We're only running about a quarter or maybe a half of what they used to have. Fear has shut many in their homes. They're afraid to go out because of the COVID virus. Many businesses and nice restaurants have permanently closed. Listen now. Can I tell us all these are signs pointing toward the Lord's soon return? His coming is on our very doorstep. It's just about go home time, Sister Clara. It has to be so close that there's no time to waver, no time to loosen our grip and drift away from God. Raise your little hand and say, I've got to make it, regardless of what the world does and how they believe. No matter how evil that it gets, I determine to hold on to the Lord. I know one thing, that if you'll hold on, He'll pull you through. I said He'll take you through what He does not keep you from. He'll take you through and He'll bring you safe across. Hallelujah. Give Him a wave offering. Yeah, I'm going somewhere. Listen. I'm going to get right there and be transparent with you all. You fight like I fight. It ain't fair, Lord. On top of all of this, we now have a crooked election that has literally was stolen from our current president. Yeah. And the whole world knows it. It was stolen from him. Unless God works a miracle and moves. If He doesn't move, listen. The liberal democratic leaders that are evil to the very core and wicked, they are anti-God. Anti-church, anti-morals, they're pro-abortion, pro-sodomite, pro-socialist, pro-globalist with a one-world government agenda that will change the way that every one of us live and conduct our lives here. I'm going somewhere. If we've ever needed to pray, it's now. If we ever needed to get a hold of God and bury ourselves in His Word and get that Word in us, it's now. While we await Jesus' return, which has to be soon, we must put on all of our trust in God and put on the armor of God and get anchored in Him. Don't let anything or anybody move you away from the hope of the gospel. Now, God spoke to me Saturday morning, clearly. Did you know at times in our Christian life we need an adjustment? How many's ever felt like, God, I need you to work on me. Readjust me, Lord. I want you to listen to what happened. I went to bed Friday night and I was troubled. I was troubled the whole night over the condition of our nation and its leaders. I got up Saturday morning and I went into my study to get alone with God. I can't tell you how upset that I was and angry. I was aggravated with all the injustice and the evil going on. How many know sometimes we get like a drive belt in our car? When it gets loose, it begins to squeal. Yeah. We whine. We scream at every red light and every stop sign in life. We're like a loose belt on the pulley. We don't go forward without crying or whining. The belt is loose on the motor. The belt. It's slipping on the pulley. You give it the gas. You know you need to get there. And you give it the gas and it screams and it whines. It just needs to be tightened up. The belt is loose. It's slipping. The sound of our whining and squealing is irritating others. It's not very pleasant to ride in a car. There's a lot of screaming going on. Jesus,
come on now.
We need an adjustment. God, I need an adjustment.
Come on.
I really do.
Come on now.
We can so easily let this world get in us and we'll act just like
Come on.
We want to fight. We want to scrape. We want to argue. We want to whine. We want to throw fits.
Come on.
All I need, God, is a trip to your garage. And you know where I'm coming from. You're a maintenance man, Brother Chuck. You've worked on motors. You ever had one to squeal? Dear, take me in. Pull up a red light, somebody over there, and they go to pull out. You know, you're listening to your music. And it gets your attention. You look over there, and what's the matter with them? They ought to get that thing adjusted. Squealing.
Yeah.
You know? All I need.
Yeah.
I need God's garage. And let us crank. Let him crank us back down. So that we'll quit the screaming and the complaining. We make it hard on others. And we make it hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, God. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, it ain't fair. They say this vaccine's coming out, and I've heard all kind of horror stories about it. I didn't ask for this pandemic. It was man-made, and it is true. It is confirmed man-made in Wuhan, China, because Trump cracked down, and he tried to put the crimps on China because they was taking our jobs, they were taking our money, and he put the stipulations up on them to get our jobs back, and China invented a Wuhan virus, COVID-19.
Yeah.
And they loaded up their planes and brought them to America with sick people that didn't even know it. And now it's a pandemic that's sweeping. Hundreds of people are getting sick. Thousands of them are getting sick.
Yeah.
There's quite a few of them dying with this.
Yeah.
It ain't fair.
Come on, man.
I get texts, Sister Missy, on my phone. Please pray for this one. Please, they've got COVID. Please. They're on to Vietnam. A good Christian brother and a good Christian sister. Don't that make you mad? Now be honest with me. Don't it make you angry at the devil and sin and what these things do?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Listen, it ain't fair what's going on. There's nothing but bad news everywhere you turn, Lord. Look at the suffering. Look at this COVID and this sickness. Look at our restrictions. Lord, everywhere we go, we got to wear a mask, carry a bottle of alcohol. Every time you handle dollar bills, get my bottle of alcohol out of my pants pocket because it can last 3 days on paper, cardboard, and glass. Didn't you know that? How's people getting this? The germ stays alive. It goes through the air. I bought pizza breads today, gave him the money, handed it through the window, couldn't go in to eat it, to enjoy it. It ain't fair.
Come on, man.
I'm being transparent.
Yeah.
She brings my food, and I get my alcohol out, and I just soak my hands in it. I didn't ask for this, Lord. I didn't ask for these restrictions. You know, if we let that, we just let it eat us up and we get mad.
Mm-hmm.
We get mad at the whole world. Listen now, I'm going somewhere. Lord, don't you see the wicked, what they're doing? Do you hear their threats and their mockings against us, good people? Don't you know and see what Biden's wanting to do when he gets in office and Kamala Harris that believes in aborting babies right up to the time that they're born? And the blood will flow like a river if they get in there. Don't you care? Oh, God. Don't you see this? Surely you care, God. Surely. Don't you see what the church is going through? God, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, Lord? What am I going to do? I was frustrated. I was angry. I was agitated. I was worried. You know, all of this ain't right. Good people are even dying. The good people's going through it. And I poured all that out to God. But listen what happened. Sister Dottie, I reached and got my Bible. I reached and got my Bible like this right here. And I held it up, Sister Missy, and I buried my face in it like this. I buried my face in my Bible. I held it against me. And when I did, I got quiet. And when I did, Sister Anna, I heard the Lord ever so gentle and clear say to me, he spoke to my spirit deep inside ever so calmly. This is what he said exactly. I wrote it away. He spoke it. Have I ever changed? Have I ever changed? Missy, I heard the Holy Ghost speak that so plain from deep down. Ain't you glad that Jesus said, when I go away, I will send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the spirit of truth that the world cannot receive. And he'll guide you into all truth. And whatever he's heard me speak, he'll speak it to you. And Sister Mary, my baby, I went in the kitchen and I hugged her. I said, I'm sorry. You see, sometimes we let this stuff go on and we waller it and we get short-tempered and fuss, not at one another. But they ought to take them people and lock them up. They ought to do this. They ought to do, I'm sick of that. Why in the world is this going on? I was tearing her up. I was tearing her up, Brother Tom, more than I really realized I was. I was tearing her up and making her fit right into my mold, and it wasn't very long that me and her both, we just had to do it. It ain't fair. It ain't no good. They ought to hang in people. Yeah. Why don't they lock them up? Yeah. But what I was doing, I was letting that rob me of my peace of mind, and that ain't God's will for you to be robbed of your peace of mind. I hugged her, and I said, baby, I am sorry. She looked at me. I said, I've been acting like this. I've been frustrated at the government, frustrated at all the lies and the fraud and how that they're doing our president that's done more for our nation than ever. God spoke, says, have I ever changed? Has all of this changed me? The Holy Ghost spoke it, Brother Tom. Have I ever failed you? I started bawling and crying. I broke within, Brother Earl, and I was able to cry, and I said, no, Lord, it ain't changed you, and you haven't failed. I began to weep with tears. The tears rolled. I'm transparent tonight. Come on, man. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Would you please forgive me? Jesus, I got my eyes off of you and on the bad all around me. I'm sorry for my bad attitude. I was letting this world's anger get in me that I wanted to fight. I said, Lord, I can't change it no matter what I do. And I heard the Lord say one more thing to me, Sister Miss, as I was a-crying with my Bible against my face. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord, and I change not. Trust me. That's exactly what the Lord gave me. Can you raise your little hand and say, Lord, you're telling us to trust you in this hour. I can't change it. It don't matter how people live or what they do. I'm responsible for my heart.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, trust me. Tears are rolling. Brother Tom, if I ever felt the Holy Ghost, I felt the sweet Holy Ghost speaking through me and the stammering lips and the anointing coming down. It was so sweet, so sweet. The Lord adjusted that tension belt. Hallelujah. He got that wrench in there, Brother Chuck, and he loosened it up where he could pull it back and put tension on that belt, amen, and he cranked her back down, and now I'm able to give the gas and go up the hill of the car, and it don't squeal. Come to a red light and pull out. I don't scream. I don't whine. I don't squeal anymore. I tell you, it feels good when you can praise God. Raise your little hand. It feels good when you stop complaining and whining. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Getting angry and losing your temper over everything. There is a peace that passes all understanding. God will give it to you. I guess everybody don't, you all never got tore up, never gotten problems. or frustrated or angry and want to lash out and this ain't right, my goodness, why me, Lord? You ever thought of that? Why me, Lord? Why is it me? Why is it my family?
Come on.
I'm just being honest. I'm just being transparent. Praise God. You ever get frustrated? Sure you do. People ever rub you wrong, just what they're living and how they're doing, and family and neighbors and workmates, and their attitudes and everything. We'd like to lash out. My goodness, man, what's wrong with these people?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I heard him say, put all your trust in me. And that was it. Sister Missy, I was able to cry and pray, and I relinquished it every bit. Gave it to the Lord right there. And I felt it lift. I felt it lift. You know, when you give God your all, you'll feel it lift. Sleepy little hand. Oh, God, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. If I could just relinquish what's bothering me, Jesus. If I could just unload it on you, let you work with it, let you fix it, God. Praise be to the Lord. Oh, God. He can lift it, Brother Tom. He can make you feel better. Thank you, Lord. The worry and the tension, the anger, Sister Dottie, the frustration over the world and all of its evil. We can let this world harden us if we let it. We can let our troubles and our trials fill us with doubts and fears and make us even bitter on the inside. But I believe the secret is at Jesus' feet and be humble before Him. If we'll only fall upon that rock, we'll be perfectly broken. We'll obtain and get something this world cannot give us. All it can offer is turmoil. But at Jesus' feet, there is peace. Don't let the world rob you. Don't let this world fill you with dread and fear. Jesus will give you a peace of mind when everything around you is upside down and everything is wrong. There is a peace that the Holy Ghost will give you. Give Him a wave offering. It's the Comforter. Hallelujah. Oh, for a godly mindset. Oh, for a complete surrender and a holy, complete trust in God. I believe the Lord is wanting us to know in these last days and final hours and these trying times, don't fill yourself with bad news. If it's keeping you tore up, erase it all. Just get it out. Set your heart totally upon me, Jesus is saying. Get along with God and spend time with Him. It's a matter of spiritual life and death. Close the door to every distraction and every sound and every image and voice and read and meditate in God's Word, and the Holy Ghost will speak to you too. The voice of the Lord will speak to you, and it'll bring a comfort to you and an assurance. Faith and hope will not come any other way than through prayer and meditating in God's Holy Word and surrendering to Him. I want you more than anything, Lord. More than anything, I want you to feel my heart. I don't want the world in there and filled it with me with bad news. It was David who cried in Psalms 57 and 7. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I will praise Thee, O Lord.
Yeah.
We really can't sing a song, a happy song, when our heart ain't fixed. We really can't. Lord have mercy. Can you do that? Can you all do that here tonight? Is your heart fixed? Is it really fixed this Christmas season? Do you have hope while in this old world? Is your heart fixed trusting in God? The righteous shall not be moved. That means they shall not be shaken in the Hebrew. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. We might not be able to get out and go like we did last Christmas. We might not be able to go out, Sister Alicia, like we did last year and just go through the malls and the stores and just buy and just rub elbows with everybody, and nobody wore a mask last year. Is that going to change our Christmas season this year? Will it change us? Will it rob us of our peace? We can't go out and shop and eat like we used to. Uh-uh. We might not have the finances like we did last year, may not have much like the rich do, but we got God, the greatest gift of the whole world.
Amen.
We got Jesus. Slip your hand up and raise. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Brother Earl, I got Jesus. Hallelujah. Might not be as many gifts under the tree. Might not be as many bows and ribbons and beautiful paper and big boxes and little boxes. But I got Jesus. He's coming soon. I don't know when, Brother Chuck, but He's a coming soon. And I want His peace in my heart. Give Him a wave offering tonight. Woo! Bible said the righteous shall not be moved, glory to God. In the time of a weak economy and a world full of trouble, we can still be glad and rejoice in the Lord. You might not have a lawn or a house full of lights, may not have a Christmas tree with a lot of lights on it going on and off, but you got the greatest gift ever given to man, and that's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, the hope of glory. You got Him abiding in your heart. Hallelujah. The prophet Habakkuk, listen to what he said. As somebody comes with a song here. Habakkuk, over 620 years before Jesus was born, he looked around him and his generation and he saw the people in their iniquity doing evil. He saw all the injustice. He saw their covetous heart lusting after everything in the world and their idols. He saw the violence and the bloodshed. Notice this. He saw the alcohol being consumed. It's in there, and their drunkenness. He witnessed the righteous suffering because of the wicked. The ungodly prospered while the righteous was going through it. This blessed man of God, the prophet, lifted up his voice and said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord and joy in the God of my salvation. What have you got here tonight? I've got salvation. I got to get an eternal life. I got something to sing about, to rejoice about, hallelujah, to praise Him about. I'm saved, hallelujah. I'm no matter what the world does, Brother Chuck, I'm going to praise Him. Woo! Oh, Joe, look, listen to what Paul said. He said it best. For I reckon. Reckon in the Greek means to tally up and to do an inventory and count everything up and add it all up. Add it all up. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. I'd like to say hold on just a little while longer. It's going to get better. Would you stand with me tonight? Just a little while longer. If we'll stay true, it's going to get better. Oh, Job, in the worst of his sufferings, covered with sore boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, and there he sat in a pile of ashes. He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. I'm waiting on my deliverance. It ain't always going to be this way, Brother Tom. There's coming a change. It's going to get better. Raise your hand and praise Him. It's going to get better after a while. I want to read this before they start. There's a brighter day coming. I may be going through it now. This path may be steep and narrow, but I know that it leads to life. I'm not getting off. I'm staying on it. No matter how rough the way, I know it leads to heaven. Storms may come. The winds may blow. But I'm on my way going with Jesus. I got too much to gain to lose. I left the valley of sin behind me a long time ago. I'm nearer home than I was yesterday. The trials may come, but I still believe in God. I've had my battles. I've had my share of troubles, but I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm going through. I'm going all the way. There's no turning back. Thank God I can say, through it all, the Lord has brought me, Brother Tom. He has been with me. He has led me. He has kept me. He's been with me on this narrow way. He's never left me. At times when it got so dark I could not see, He was there like David of old. I've been high and I've been low, but I've learned to put my trust in the Lord, and to His hand I hold. I've been through the valley of the shadow of death. His rod and staff, His word and His spirit, they comfort me. Glory to God. All through this Christian life, I've learned to trust in God. Until Jesus calls me home, I will wait upon the Lord, and in His word will I hope. My trust is in God. It's going to get better after a while. He's my helper. He's my waymaker. He's my need supplier. I will not fear what man can do unto me, for He has said, I will never leave thee, and I will never forsake thee. Right now, let's find a place and call on God. Let's find a place and pray. Let's say, Lord, adjust me. Readjust me. Put Your peace down in my heart. Let my mind be stayed upon You. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray.
Sometimes I wonder if dreams. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, how sweet. How sweet. How precious. We might not understand it all, but the Lord knows. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God.
The only real peace that I have in Lord is in you.
This hour. Give me that assurance. Real peace that I have here for
Oh,
Yes, he can, regardless of all the questions we have and the troubles, things that we've come through. Jesus' peace goes much deeper. Much deeper. Come on.